Everyone would like to be a success in life. Everyone would like to enjoy harmony, peace, and right action in everything that they do. However, this is not the gift that is to come to everyone. There are only a select few who will achieve success, harmony, and peace in life. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. My goodness, how can we ever say that only a select few will enjoy success, peace, and harmony in life? How can we say that? Why, that's against everything we believe. How can we say that? Well, it's quite easy. Only a few are willing to put the right cause in motion for success, peace, and harmony in life. Only a few will choose significantly to do this when the circumstances come up that are not happy for them. When you go to your job and your boss says, "I don't like your work. Shape up or else we're going to have to get rid of you." Is your first thought, "Oh, what a terrible boss. Oh, this is terrible. What am I going to do now? I'm going to lose my job. Everything's going to go, oh goodness, what is going to happen to me?" And then, of course, it just gets worse and worse and worse. However, when your boss says that to you, you say, "Ha ha ha, wake up time. Wake up time. Time for me to think what is the best way for me to be a success. Have I been sort of sleeping on the job? Have I been not paying attention? Have I been sort of doing less than my very best? Why did I get this job in the first place? Because I was presumed to be able to do the work. So, right now, I love my job, and I love everybody on my workplace, and I have a wonderful time here. I love my job. I love everyone at my workplace, and I have a wonderful time here. I love my job. I have a wonderful workplace, and I love everybody that's here, and I just enjoy being with them." My goodness. That would be quite a change, wouldn't it? A change from the thought that had been so prevalent before. I'm not happy here. I don't understand why nobody likes me. I don't understand why the work is so tedious and so uninteresting. I don't understand that. Now, I like everyone here in my workplace. This work is exciting and thrilling and delightful. It challenges me. It makes me feel wonderful. Now, you say, but that's not the truth. The truth is that it's just the opposite. Well, that's maybe. Now, do you want it to be the opposite? Do you want it to be uninviting work? Do you want it to be unrewarding? Do you want to work with people who are not harmonious with you? Well, then just keep on doing what you're doing. But if you want to have a workplace that is filled with love and joy, you put it there. If you want to have a boss who appreciates you, appreciate what your boss is doing. Appreciate what the company's doing. Appreciate what your job is called for you to do. And you'll be a success at it. Really, you will. It's just a matter of changing your mental attitude about it. And when you change your mental attitude, everything falls right in place. And it's the same that goes in for peace and harmony in our workplace. It goes into our home. It goes into the world. It goes into everything. It's up to me to do the job. I can do it because I like me. I like my workplace. I like my fellow employees. I like everyone. I like my job. I like all the things I do because I like me. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing needs. When you call, you'll get a practitioner at the very moment you pick up the phone. And tell them what your desire is, not what your problem is, what your desire is. And the practitioner will speak their word with you instantly and say, "It is done." And so it is. You are the success in your workplace. You are the success in your relationships. You are the success in your life. Because you put the cause in motion. I love you.